This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 11. Splitting Rocks. Our reading comes from Psalms chapter 78. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. They would not be like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious generation whose hearts were not loyal to God and whose spirits were not faithful to him. The men of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by his law. They forgot what he had done, the wonders he had shown them. He did miracles in the sight of their ancestors in the land of Egypt, in the region of Zoan. He divided the sea and led them through. He made the water stand up like a wall. He guided them with the cloud by day and with light from the fire all night. He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them water as abundant as the seas. He brought streams out of a rocky crag and made water flow down like rivers. Many families have stories they tell again and again when they get together. My family had a great adventure driving up to the Arctic Circle a few years ago, and we like to recall the time we were stranded by a big flood there in the remote north. God helped us by providing a local man who knew how to navigate those waters to bring us to the safe side of the river. We will never forget how we were rescued. Similarly, the people of Israel never forgot how God provided them water in the desert. It became a defining part of their story, a memory of such great importance that you couldn't really know the story of God's people unless you knew that God provided water for them by splitting rocks in the wilderness. Here we find two important lessons. Our God is a powerful God who does extraordinary acts of love. And we need to tell each other what God has done in order to build up our faith and have confidence that he will continue to act. Maybe you feel stuck where you are, perhaps by overwhelming circumstances or a lack of resources, and there seems to be no way out. Ask God today to act powerfully in your life and open yourself to receive his loving presence, maybe even in an unexpected way, as the Israelites received water from a rock. Pray with me. Lord, you have done so many wonderful things for your people. Help us remember and know that you will keep working and building us up. We praise your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.